Welcome back to Mind Coliseum. Now this is the second video, okay? The second way that you can use to deal with rejection. If you haven't seen the first way to deal with rejection, go watch the previous video. Okay? Like, comment, and subscribe to my channel so that you will be updated, especially when you hit the notification button. You will be updated for when I upload new videos so that you can continue to improve. Now, back to this video. The second way for you to do a rejection is to be thankful. That's right. Be thankful. Let's be real here. The rejection has hit you very hard. It hurts. It's life. Welcome. We've been expecting you. It hurts. You feel the pain and you feel it strongly. It's not a little pinch. It's a big bruise to your ego, to your heart. It hurts. I want you to be thankful though, and I'll tell you why. The fact that it hurts this much, it hurts this much, means you and your emotions were heavily dependent on the person or the job opportunity or the people to give you what you want. Your emotions was dependent, your mental state, mental health was dependent on getting that job, being in a relationship with that person, being friends with that person, being around those people. Your emotions, right, must have been heavily dependent on it, right, on them saying yes to you. That's why it hurts so much, right? Because you were depending on them to say yes. You should be thankful you were rejected. Because the fact that your emotions are this affected, you could have easily been manipulated. That's right. If you can be this affected when they say no, that means you were depending on them to say yes, and they could have decided to string you along. The friendship could have been a toxic one where they use and abuse you. Think about it. If it affects you this much, it means if they were to say yes, you would be also blind to the toxicity of the other person or of the company that you want to work for or the person you want to be friends with or in a relationship with. Understand that the fact that it affects you this strongly, that means you would have been so excited as well if you were accepted by them, which also means you would have been blind completely to the abusive techniques they would have used against you, the manipulation techniques. So you should be thankful that God or the universe, whoever you worship, you should be thankful that you were just rejected. Because they could have strung you along and used and abused you. They could have done that to you, but instead, they had the kindness to say, I'm gonna let you go. And they let you go. Now you're free. Think about it. You are free. Be thankful. They could have used you and abused you. You know what I'm talking about. If you are disaffected because they said no, it means you would have been just as excited if they said yes. But what if they were pretending and they just want to use what you have, but they don't want you for who you are? They just want to use you for the things you have. So be thankful, because it could have been so much worse. So much worse. Watch out for the third way that you can use to deal with rejection. Hit that notification button so that you will be notified when the third way that you can use to deal with rejection comes out. And as always, stay blessed. But I don't just want you to stay blessed this time. I want you to stay strong. Stay blessed, stay strong, and stay wise.